The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
And Kevin McCullough.
So glad you're with us live from New York. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. If you're watching, that's a live shot of Fifth Avenue, and we are grateful that you're with us. I'm sorry, that's Times Square, I think, actually, one of the shots of Times Square. Anyway, welcome if you're watching on Biz Television. We thank you. Whether you're calling from, Fairbanks, Alaska, Orlando, Florida, San Diego, California, to New York City, Fresno to Washington, D.C., everything in between. We are grateful that you're with us. If you want to watch online, that's easy enough to do as well. You can go to baldwinmccullough.com or you can jump on our Facebook pages. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, is normally my co-host and partner in crime. He is on a movie shoot in Istanbul, Turkey. Had hoped that we could connect with him. He had just texted me just before we went on the air, but evidently the connections have not worked out, so that looking increasingly less likely as the show progresses. But in the first hour, we were talking about the POW that was released today, and I want to make it real clear. I feel for the POW. I feel for his family. I know that they're rejoicing that their son is going to come home and that he's safe and sound, and we all rejoice with that. But we gave up five Taliban leaders in exchange for him. And the moment that I heard this story come across the wires today, it immediately bothered me on a lot of different levels. Someone said in the last hour, we got one man safe and we've put the nation at risk. I kind of feel that way. If that's your thoughts, your call is welcome. And if you disagree with me, we'll push you to the front of the line, 888-340-3373. We always put people that disagree to the front of the line. But in this hour, I want to talk about another story on top of that one. And so I'm going to take your calls. If you're online to talk to us about that story, hang on. But you have to know about this because the story about the POW being released, that's not really the most important thing that we could have talked about today, other than the fact that we were put at risk. But a policy that's going to go into effect immediately is far more dangerous to America. It was right there on the USA Today website today, black and white, right on the screen of my computer. The words following, when possible, agents are to seek cover or move back out of the immediate area of danger. It's one of the new policies and the tighter restrictions we are putting on the Border Patrol people. Again, when possible, agents are to seek cover or move back out of the immediate area of danger. What does that sound like? That sounds like Benghazi, doesn't it? Oh, we're not going to let the Navy SEALs go over to the consulate. You know, it's there's people shooting over there. That's what we're trained to do. Run to the gunfire. No. You guys stand down. We're going to stand you down. We don't know all the details yet. Yeah. So we brought our Benghazi policy now to our southern border. But that's not unusual. We were cutting the military. We've got much smaller military active duty force going into effect. But here's a winning idea for America's safety. Let's neuter those meanies that patrol the border for us. Let's make sure that we just take their manhood away as best we can. So then, if the cartels and the drug runners and the gangs and the human traffickers, and of course Eric Holder and his fast but furious gun running, decide to become aggressive and launch rocks or cars at our Border Patrol, now the administration's telling them, seek cover and move back. How do we deal with this? They literally said, there was a thing in the USA Today article that said if you are not to stand in front of or try to block a vehicle that may be breaking the law. They're limiting the use of force is basically what they're doing, and they're saying that we have to do that because there's been this rash of wrongful people being shot at. Now, let me tell you how big the study was that the Homeland Security Department came up with to determine that this rash of horribleness was happening. 25 cases over the last 5 years. 25 cases that they reviewed to come up with three wrongful shootings to now establish a policy that says we will not try to stop the bad guys when they're being bad. Just get out of the way. Just let them go. What do you suppose? I mean, what's the over-under on this? That in the next months to come, there's going to be a bazillion 1972 Chevy Silverados busting barriers everywhere they can and driving directly at the Border Patrol people. Why would Border Patrol even want to show up for work? You know that the southern 30 miles of Arizona is basically a no man's land. Like we can't even patrol it. It's that out of control. And now we're telling the people that are willing to put their lives on the line to stop these people that are coming across the border. No. We're gonna cut you off at the knees. You don't really have any. You know, here's a can of mace. You can't even use your taser. Now that'd be bad enough. But then you had Eric Holder and his department running guns to the cartels. No, Kev, he wasn't running guns. Yeah, they knew that drug guys were coming into gun shops to buy high-powered weapons, and the administration told them to let them buy them. And they took them back over, and we were going to trace them. We were going to trace them and find them. They were going to lead us to the drug cartels. We were going to catch them. We were going to get all this. We were going to be this huge, successful win. That didn't work out so well. You know what ended up happening? Those guns ended up being used in firefights against our Border Patrol agents. Guess who ended up dead? With weapons that we let go to the cartels. And that's not enough. Now we're saying, no, you gotta, if they have a head of steam, just, let them pass. Just get out of the way. Seek cover. Move back to the safest place possible. You know what they just turned every Border Patrol agent into? The nameless henchmen in all the movies that always die in the action sequences. You know, the ones that are always diving out of the way when the bomb goes off? That's what our Border Patrol just became. I wonder if the administration is trying to look as feckless as is humanly possible. Okay, let's assume, just for a second, that the policy is going to work. Let's assume that for whatever reason, you want everybody to, chill and not enforce this and not use force to stop bad guys when they come across. Human traffickers, drug cartels, gangs, vigilantes. People love it living in the southern states, those southern 30 miles. Their land, property being taken, children are being raped, all kinds of problems that they got down there. But let's just assume that this is going to work, okay? Is it wise to issue a statement and a press release and have a ceremony where you announce that we are no longer going to use force on the border? Does that make sense? Have you ever heard of El General or El Prof or El Gori the Second? You know who those guys are? They're all drug cartel leaders that have a 30 million pesos reward on their head. They're still at large. They haven't been captured or killed. They have armies. They drive up in big vehicles. They have lots of guns, lots of men. They run around. They kill people. They shoot people. They smuggle drugs into our country. Do you think announcing this policy to El General and El Profe and El Gori the Second, you think there's any chance at all that this is going to discourage them from enlarging their activity? growing their operation, being a little more aggressive about all of this stuff? What's the over-under on that, I wonder? Let me be clear, friend. The administration has told our Border Patrol to become pansies. That's what they want. They want our Border Patrol to become pansies and run for cover when the bad guys come. Can't use force. Can't even use tasers. We're gonna pull people over and ask them real nicely not to do bad stuff, and hopefully they'll turn around and go back. Now, it's all predicated on this idea that there were a few wrongful shootings. But can I just make a comment about that? Would those wrongful shootings have occurred if those people weren't coming over the same illegal entry points into our country that the drug runners and the cartels and the human traffickers and the terrorists are getting into our countries through? I mean, I know probably some of them don't have those intentions, but they're following the same networks that the bad guys are. It's not our fault that we sometimes get them confused. Oh, and by the way, all of them are breaking the law. I'm Kevin McCullough.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough in for Baldwin and McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York, a live shot of Times Square there. We're glad you're with us. We're taking calls. Phone lines are jammed. We're going to get to your calls next. It is a discouraging day. We have two big stories that tell me that we're in dangerous waters here. The president released five terrorists today in exchange for POW. And on top of that, in the USA Today today, it was revealed that we have told our Border Patrol to be pansies. The new official policy of the Border Patrol, be a pansy. Now, I want you to just really get a really firm grip in your brain about exactly what he wants our Border Patrol to look like. It goes a little something like this.
Well, you dirt-eating piece of slime, you scum-sucking pig, you son of a motherless goat.
Who are you? Wherever there is injustice, you will find us. Wherever there is suffering, we'll be there. Tell us we will die like dogs.
What?
Tell us we will die like dogs.
You will die like dogs.
No, we will not die like dogs. We will fight like lions, because we are the Free Amigos.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. Ned, Dusty, and Lucky. That's the essence of what our Border Patrol is going to become. Because we're not going to be allowed to shoot anybody, and we can't even taser them. 888-340-3373. Now I'll take calls on both topics. Let's go to the phones, because some of you have been patient. Scott is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, Scott. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Yeah. Yeah, my old stomping grounds up there in New York City. So I think that you discounting the fact that the Joint Chiefs of Staff and a bunch of other consultation wasn't done before we made this trade. And let's take it from experience. I'm 49 years old, and I've been around a while. And in case you don't know what North Carolina represents, it represents the largest military base on the East Coast. Let's just coin my affiliation. Nonetheless, at this age, I've achieved a tremendous amount of reference and respect for both administrations that I've worked under and three administrations I've worked under, regardless of what the public opinion is.
What do you do, Scott? You work for the administration? What do you do?
I work for the administration because I wear the American flag, right?
Well, what do you do? You're saying you work for the administration? No, the administration actually works for us. But what do you do?
Agreed. I'm at their behest of whatever the commander-in-chief suggests.
Are you in the military? Are you in the military?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and at 49 years old, I've seen an awful lot. So if you think that...
Okay, so I had special ops guys on here last hour, and they said this was one of the most ludicrous things they've ever seen. How would you counter what they said? Okay.
I disagree with them. I think the five pukes that were released are being hot-tailed, like the five pukes we released...
Well, Scott, let me ask you this then. If we're so smart about hot tailing, and by that you mean putting GPS on those guys, why is it that we've had so many people released from Gitmo, and more than 8 out of 10 of them have gone back into the terrorist game, and some of them have been rediscovered working against us again? I mean, I don't know that tailing them has done that much good. We were going to tail the guns with Fast and Furious, too, and they ended up killing our border agents.
One thing has nothing to do with another.
Competency, my friend. Competency, my friend, has everything to do with everything.
So now what you're saying is the president's involved and his administration is involved in hot-tailing these people. If that's what you're saying, that they're directly responsible for my job.
I don't know what your job is. You won't tell us what it is. They work for me, though, Scott. That's the difference in you and me. The president is not my boss, and he's not my ruler. He's my servant. I allow him to serve at my discretion.
Hold on. I speak Farsi. I speak Arabic. I speak
English. Good for you.
I speak English.
I'm happy
well.
For you.
Can you imagine where I've been and what I've done? The things I've seen.
You could be anybody. You could be anybody, Scott. You're not telling us anything. The point is, will those five people being released likely escape Qatar within the next year? You think? Yeah. But what's the over under on that for you?
I think that the Saudi regime that has sponsored.
You're avoiding my question. Do you think they will escape Qatar? Yes or no?
Yeah, more than likely. They won't
okay.
escape it.
And do you think they will be found actively working against the U.S. again in the near future?
No.
Oh. Well, welcome to La La Land. I'm glad that rainbows and ponies for everybody.
I'd like to know how many kills you've got.
Now it's a macho contest between you and me? It doesn't take macho to determine a little bit of strategy here. And you don't know anything about me any more than I know about you, so I'm not going to insult you and try to say, well, I've got more kills than you or whatever. I don't care. I don't care how many kills you have. What I care about is protecting the American people. And what I don't find particularly comforting is that we've now released five important Taliban al-Qaeda operatives, three of which worked in intelligence, and two of them were commanders in terms of actually carrying out the operations that they did.
I think in the past 20 years that I've been involved, we've done a darn good job of protecting the American people.
You forget 9/11?
That was the Saudis.
01 and 12? Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the call. Have fun living with your rainbows and ponies. I don't get that at all. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You can take the enemy's word and you can trust them, which is what the administration does, or you can measure everything against the facts of what you have on the ground. What he told our phone screener was that the president wasn't the only authority that had the soldier released. In other words, he was implying that the Joint Chiefs of Staff and other people may have been involved. Well, yeah, the other joint chiefs, if the president comes in and goes, I want to make this deal, what are they supposed to say? They're not allowed any autonomy. They were told I want to take down the don't ask, don't tell rule in the military. And all the chiefs of staff said no. And he said, I don't care what you want. I'm the commander in chief. It'll be done my way. All right. There wasn't a single one of the joint chiefs that wanted don't ask, don't tell removed. Didn't matter. President gets his way. And this president takes his way all the time. All the time. 888-340-3373. I'm very concerned about our southern border because we've told our border agents they need to become pansies in order to keep us safe. Real quickly, let's go to line three, Sam in Delta Junction, Alaska. Hi, Sam. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm so glad you're with us. What time is it in Alaska right now?
It is, I don't know, 6:30.
Oh, nice. Early evening for us there.
Beautiful evening. I'd like to say hello from Delta Junction, Alaska, one of the last free places on Earth. We pay no taxes, and we have absolutely no gun restrictions, and the police treat you like citizens, not servants.
Wow, I may want to move there. Hey, Sam, I got to take this break, so I'm going to come back and get your comment after the break. But hold on, we'll come right back to you. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Steven's on assignment in Istanbul, Turkey. We're taking your calls this hour on the issue of whether or not the Border Patrol should use deadly force at the border. The administration has now told them they may not. We'll take your calls on that as we continue.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. So thankful that you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The story of the day being that our Border Patrol is being asked to be a pansy, and here's a little something of how the president envisions our new Border Patrol.
You each have to fire one shot in the air, say the magic chant, and the invisible swordsman will appear.
Manny!
Singing Bush is the best part of all this.
timber coal and hay, and we know every inch of the way. Whatever needs a buffalo, no bridge.
And that's the all work, that's better. Great! You killed the invisible swordsman!
All right, so that's from The Three Amigos. If you're not familiar with the audio of it, those of you watching on Viz TV, I think you figured that out. But, yeah, he wants our Border Patrol to become pansy. He's telling them they may not use deadly force because, who knows, they could kill the invisible swordsman. 888-340-3373. Let's go back to Sam, line three, calling from Alaska. Sam, you wanted to weigh in on the first hour topic, which was President Obama releasing the PR, getting the POW in exchange for releasing the five dangerous terrorists. Go ahead and continue.
Well, actually, since I've been on hold, you touched another point that I could briefly go on to, too. But the biggest thing, the biggest problem other than him acting unilaterally again and doing this with nobody knowing about, well, anybody that was supposed to know about it, behind closed doors, of course, is if you listen to his speech, there's one sentence in there that if I could reach through the radio and get him by the ears and twist him, we have a tradition in America of never leaving any man or woman in uniform behind. Sorry, what happened to Benghazi? It just enrages me that this guy gets away with this junk, and we just kind of seem to stand by and go, oh, well, yeah, well, he's trying to do the right thing now. Look, you got this soldier out of, and believe me, I'm very close to the military up here. I served myself, and I can't express the happiness you've got to feel for the family of the soldier coming.
Sure. And I tried to make that clear in the first hour. I want people to know I'm all excited for the family. But did we put the security of the rest of America at risk in doing this?
Honestly, I think that's his goal. That is his goal. And I'd like to touch on the Border Patrol thing. About 12
sure.
years ago, I was dating a lady in Phoenix that used to live in Fairbanks, which is about 90 miles from where I'm at now. I went down there to see her in the winter. We went down to a place called Puerto Penasco, Choya Bay. I don't know if you know that's in Mexico.
No.
You have to go through Tucson to get there anyway. It's very close to the border.
Okay.
And we stopped at a quick stop in a gas station on the way back to Phoenix. And there was a Border Patrol there, and I just happened to be talking to him. I said, oh, how's things, you know, because I'm from Alaska. What's it like? I was raised down here anyway, long story short. I said, where are you stationed? I'm from San Diego. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'm down here helping out. He said, I patrol a 180-mile stretch by myself, and I have specific orders not to fire. Just inform. All I'm here to do is say, okay, we got 30 people crossing the border at mileposts, I don't know, whatever. And this was 10 years ago. So, I mean, and believe me, I'm not trying to give any kind of kudos to Obama, but this thing's been going on for quite a while, and it's just snowballing now, and they're getting more and more brazen about it and just, like, putting it in our face, this is what we're going to do.
Well, if you followed any of the news reports from the southernmost 30 miles of Arizona, the
yep.
cartels, the gangs, the traffickers, and the terrorists, and we've had more than 2,000 people of Middle Eastern origin penetrate the southern border, and those are the ones we've caught. Who knows how many have gone undetected but in the last few years. But what you've got there is just a lawless anarchy. That zone is a no man's land.
Well, can I touch on one more subject? I know there's other people
sure.
probably on hold.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
I really appreciate you taking my call. But anyway, a very good friend of mine up here, as a matter of fact, a work partner for 5 or 6 years, was a national Mexican citizen. And he said, you don't go to the east coast of Mexico. That's where Kubota built all their tractors, Mercedes-Benz. These were all huge factories over there. He said, it's all drug cartel. You'll see freeways empty. He said, if you ever drive down one of those freeways and you see a new pickup truck stopped on the side of the road with the tailgate down, don't stop because you will get shot. I mean, the drug cartels have completely taken over that country, and they're moving north. And we're letting them.
Yeah. And now this policy is even more encouraging because we've now made it public. Sam, thank you for the call. Appreciate you listening in Alaska tonight on AM 660. What a great station, WFAR. So grateful that our KFAR, rather, they're with us there in Fairbanks. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Stay with us. More of your calls next.
four radio talk show hosts,
and a village called Kadwa.
Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. If you're watching on Biz Television or online, that's the Charging Bull of Wall Street at the corner of Broadway and Wall in Lower Manhattan. We're not far from there, and we're glad you're with us. Again, here's another snapshot of what the president wants our Border Patrol to now look like.
Many piñatas?
Oh, yes, many!
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
A what?
A plethora.
Oh, yes, you have a plethora.
Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, guapo?
Well, you told me I have a plethora. And I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is.
I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
All right, so those are the bad guys. That's El Guapo. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Let's go back to your calls. What we're talking about is the issue of whether or not, and you can kill that computer feed, whether or not the Border Patrol has the responsibility to not use force when you have bad guys coming into the U.S. And we have them coming. Cartels and gangs and traffickers and terrorists, they all make regular visits across our border. And this is all stemmed from, it's in the USA Today today, but it was all stemmed from three shootings that were wrongfully executed in the minds of the people that judged them. They reviewed all of 25 cases to make these new policies be put in place. Does that make you feel good? The actual instructions that they're giving the Border Patrol agents are, instead of standing in front of a vehicle to try to stop it, seek cover and move away from the immediate danger. Sounds a lot like what they tried to tell the Navy SEALs in Benghazi on 9/11/2012. Stand down. That gunfire that you're hearing over there at the consulate, not your concern. Sounds a lot like what the president does on a regular basis. No, we're not gonna take a stand. We're just gonna hope for the best. Become pansies. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Guy is calling from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hi, Guy. Welcome. Glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to meet you.
Hey, friend. I'm a first-time listener. I used to listen to 94.5 Rush Radio. I turned on your station tonight and got real excited.
Cool.
I don't understand where our country's come from. I'm 46 years old. I graduated in 1986. You could quit a job and find one 2 days later. Now you can't find a job shoveling manure now. And it's like I'm seeing in Winston-Salem and all over the triad down here women that are getting addicted to drugs that the Mexicans are bringing in. They're winding up in the Mexican apartment complexes. They're tricking them out. And it's just like our culture seems to be going to heck. We've got an administration that seems to be worse than the Jimmy Carter administration. And this border thing, it's like, where's John Wayne? Remember the Alamo, for Christ's sakes.
We just have no, there's no allowance, Guy. Thank you for your call. There's no allowance. There's none for masculinity or strength to be expressed. I actually bring this up in the column that I'm that will be released. It's my syndicated piece. Townhall.com will be the first to carry it tonight at midnight, and it'll be on the front page of Townhall.com all day tomorrow. But the John Edwards and Barack Obama were kind of those senators of the retrosexual era when they were elected. You know, they were the in touch with their feelings, and they were, you know, the. Now, of course, John Edwards was cheating on his cancer-ridden wife, and Barack Obama was busy running for president 180 days into a Senate term. But there is something that they resent about American strength. And here's the thing. The reason we have illegal immigration as badly as we do, and the reason we have the violence issues on the southern border to the degree that it is literally endangering the lives of our children. They're raping our children and women along the southern border. They are taking land. They are taking property. They are taking possessions. They are killing people that without total impunity. The reason that's happening is because there is no will to stop it in Washington, D.C. If there was, we could. If there was will to do it. And that's not directed at the president. That's everybody. If John Boehner and Harry Reid and President Obama decided that they wanted to stop the violence on the southern border tomorrow, they could do it. They're not concerned. It's not their family. They don't have to worry about it. We the people, what do we know? We're just the schlubs that vote them in. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Ralph, line two, Red Bank, New Jersey. Hi, Ralph. Welcome. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, good evening, Kevin.
Hi.
You said, cartel, gangs, terrorists, and then
traffickers.
And then you forgot to also add the other one, the illegals. Okay. Now, under the Geneva Convention, if we can think that it would apply to this, impressive array of the bad gallery, what are they considered? Because that question has never been asked. I believe that Obama's action is guided by the Geneva Convention, not only with, the release of those five animals that they keep at Guantanamo, but also the current policy of standing down in the southern border. Well, I answer that question for you. Under the Geneva Convention, and even I is, subject to the Geneva Convention, as you very well know, as a caller, in this Radio of the Mind show of yours, I'm considered a non-combatant. So are those, other things. But, this man, Obama, has time and again proven himself to be reckless, irrational, a disgrace, a dishonor. And for that, he needs to apologize before we let him go.
Well,
I can't wait for that moment.
I don't even, but here's the thing, Ralph, and thank you for the call. I don't care anymore if he apologizes. I want it stopped. I want these patterns of putting America at the last of the priorities for the president, I want that ended now. 888-340-3373. One phone line open. 888-340-3373. Baldwin McCullough coming right back. Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Stephen's on assignment this week. He is in Istanbul, Turkey. He hopes to return around June 7th, so he'll be back on the broadcast somewhere around there. Those of you that have been with us tonight, we're so grateful. We're talking about this issue of the Border Patrol, and they've been asked basically to become pansies. They've been asked to ignore the wrongdoing and to instead, I don't know, stand by and watch it happen, as best I can tell. On top of that, the other big news item of the day, the president got a POW back, but in exchange for him, he gave up five terrorists back to the lands from which they came. How do you feel about that? 888-340-3373. Let's go back to the phones and speak with line three. Gino's calling from Salt Lake City, watching us tonight on Biz TV on Channel 20. Gino, welcome. We're glad you're with us.
Welcome to you. I'm a retired USN. And a couple of things I'd like to say. First of all, about the person, the enlisted man that got released today for the five terrorists, they don't even equal each other.
I know. We gave them like all their strategy and intelligence people, and we got back like a guy that takes out the garbage after a KP or something.
Right. But I do agree that his family is very fortunate.
Oh, they're going to be happy.
Back.
And I'm glad for them.
Operational.
Yeah. I'm glad for them because of that. Go ahead.
Yeah. The second thing is on the Border Patrol. I've worked with the Navy SEALs, the Border Patrol, Secret Service, and the U.S. Marshals. And they are the best people, except for the Secret Service guys, that I've ever worked with in my life. They're just a bunch of good old boys. We just had a guy about that lives south of me in another town. He was on the Border Patrol. He got shot off his horse by another Border Patrol agent because they didn't coordinate on who was out there and things like this. But the point I'd like to make is that if Obama is saying that to the Border Patrol, why doesn't he say it to the highway patrol officers who are going down the road seeing somebody that is doing something illegal and then drive away from them?
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting? I don't know, but Gino, I'm glad that people like you have served our country, and I'm thankful for your service, and I'm thankful that you weighed in tonight. I really hope that we don't leave these guys handcuffed. Thanks for being with us tonight from Salt Lake City. Thanks for watching us there on Biz TV on Channel 20. Make sure you tell your friends and come back next week. By the way, friends, more information on this story about the Border Patrol on townhall.com at midnight Eastern tonight. So that's 9 o'clock on the West Coast. That column will debut, and you can forward that to anybody that you want. It's really, really a shame. We're telling our Border Patrol to become pansies, and it just hurts me like you wouldn't believe. Kevin McCullough, honored to have you with us on this Saturday night. We'll see you next week here on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York City.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.